Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Hollywood Hoop Dreams aren't only made from magic. They also come in the form of original podcasts from the Hoop Ball Network.
So if you're the Lakers zooming out, are you tempted to bring back DeMarcus Cousins in the playoffs? And do you disrupt the dynamic at that point if he's healthy enough to play?
Join Ethan, JC, and the thriving Lakers community around the world to talk about all things Lakers.
The Lakers this season has come to expect of this team is consistent winning. That is something we have not been able to say since I've seen Andrew Bynum in a Lakers uniform.
The show is available everywhere pods are found, and you can follow the show on Twitter at HoopBallLakers.
The following is a Hoop Ball presentation.
Welcome back to another episode of Today in Sports Betting. That was my best imitation of the Don, Josh Millman. Got to put your back and hips into that one. Welcome back, everybody. I'm back in the U.S. of A. It is Ira Silver. It is Monday morning. It is Labor Day weekend.
Still.
I got my main man, Devin Ellington, with me. What's up, buddy? Long time.
Yeah, man. How's Miami? Is it weird being back?
A little weird being back, sure. Seeing everything in English, but you know, hey, it is what it is. It's the home city. We rep in the heat now, and we're doing all right there. But yeah, you're holding down the fort without me. I love it. I love hearing the podcast without me. You know, and making sure that the episodes are good, listening in, and I'm loving it.
You got to give the people what they want, and you know, apparently that's Today in Sports Betting.
Day in sports betting, yeah, and not to mention, I mean, and we also have to mention, Today in Sports Betting is brought to you by Manscaped.com. They have their new and improved Lawnmower 3.0, and hey guys, it's got a water-resistant technology, so it allows you to groom in the shower, because where else are we going to do it? It's the perfect place. I love mine. Devin loves his. You should too. Go to Manscaped.com, type in the promo code HOOPBALL20, that's HOOPBALL 20 at manscaped.com. Get 20% off and free shipping. Once again, get 20% off and free shipping with the promo code at manscaped.com, HoopBall20. Devin, we got a fun little slate today of games. A lot of baseball. We got some basketball. I believe we got some hockey and some college football today. And we have the last round of the FedEx Cup golf tournament today as well. Dustin Johnson is out to a huge lead there. Really taking getting ahead of the pack yesterday. But Devin, just wanted to check in with you. How have things been without me, you know, anchoring down the ship here with the baseball, the basketball, and the hockey? How you been doing?
You know, it's been pretty fun, but you know, a little different, you know, having the camaraderie and the, what's that called? That consistency that we have on the show is, you know, it's hard to recreate that, but
good cop, bad cop.
Exactly.
Right? All right. Well,
bad cop.
I'm definitely the bad cop.
All right, cool. Good.
Right. But let's kick it off with some baseball. I'd love to hear what your thoughts are today. We have a bunch of games here to talk about. First up, we got the Marlins and Urena against Anderson and the Braves. The Braves are a huge $2.30 favorite here, over under 9, shaded to the over -120. Devin, I need some help on this game because the Braves have been playing pretty good, but the Marlins, I kind of like the Marlins in general. So I want to know what your thoughts are here on this one.
You know, first thoughts, the pitcher going for Ian Anderson, he's a right-hander for the Braves. He's making his third start in his major league debut or his career. So he's 2-0 right now with a 2.25 ERA. He's had some really good outings his first two times out. Jose Urena is making his debut, looks like, for the year. He hasn't, you know, made any starts. So there's no data as far as him on this year. I'm liking the under at first glance right now. You know, Garrett Cooper was just lost by the Marlins. He got back into the lineup, but now he's out again. But I'm looking at guys specifically like John Berti and Miguel Rojas for the Marlins to maybe do some damage in the middle and the bottom part of the lineup, just enough to get the Marlins to win.
I love the Dirty Birdie.
Yes, Dirty Birdie. John Berti, he's just so good. He's a utility player.
So good. So
You know, so the value is going to be with the Marlins, honestly and obviously.
But it's a shame, by the way, that the Marlins couldn't pull out the victory yesterday against the Tampa Bay Rays.
Yeah, they've been playing good ball. But, you know, they're right there at 500, so they're trying. The Braves are starting to slow down a little bit. Their bats got real hot. They scorched for, you know, a week or two, and I think the Marlins are in a good spot to catch them by surprise here with a guy going who you don't have a lot of data on.
Yep, I agree with you here. I think that I would lean Marlins at plus the $1.80. Devin, next game on the board, we got Zach Wheeler and the Philadelphia Phillies taking on Peterson, the lefty, for the New York Mets. Phillies are minus 130 here. The New York Mets plus 110, over under 9, shaded to the over minus 120. A lot of the last and the recent history, recency bias would say, take the over 9 runs here. Both these teams have really been pounding the baseball.
Right.
What are your thoughts here for this one?
Well, they've been pounding it, and then they've letting the ball been getting pounded because their bullpens are both pretty terrible. But I like the money with Zach Wheeler on the mound. He, you know, he's just really solid. He's a good anchor. Arrieta's not doing what they thought that he was going to do. So having Wheeler being 4-0 with a 2.20 ERA is definitely nice. David Peterson, on the other hand, though, he's a lefty for the Mets, like you said. He's 4-1 on the year with a 3.03 ERA, so he's not doing too terrible. I'm maybe taking a look at the first five under because, as we've mentioned, the bullpens are pretty bad on these teams. But if we can get five innings between these two pitchers, I think we're looking at a pretty solid underplay. And I'm also taking a peek at the Phillies team total over. It's at 4.5, minus 110 to minus 120 right now. But there's some guys in the lineup that really hit really well against lefties, like Rhys Hoskins hitting 333 with a 941 OPS and Bryce Harper with a 957 OPS and a 324 average. And then JT Realmuto just, you know, raking at 394 against lefties. So the core of that lineup, I think, can get it done and generate at least three runs between those three bats. So looking at the first five under, Phillies team total over, no particular side or full game total play for me.
Yep, I hear you on that one. Next game on the board, we got the Detroit Tigers and Fulmer on the mound for the Tigers, Pineda on the mound for the Twins. Twins are minus $2.30 favorites here. Detroit plus 180 with their big bats and big guys on that team. We saw Detroit come back from behind yesterday and beat the Twins 10-8, I believe. Big high-scoring game. Over-under is 9, shaded to the under here at minus 115. Devin, I know you're going to like something here, so give me something.
Actually, I'm going to disappoint you. I don't like too much in this game because Fulmer is technically going to be what – you know, it's like a bullpen day. It's an opener for Detroit, and they're gonna have Norris going after Fulmer, if I remember right. I usually don't like messing with these, you know, openers, bullpen games, just because they can be so weird. Sometimes the manager decides, hey, I like this opener, so let's let him go three or four innings. But with that being said, the Twins are getting some guys back like Josh Donaldson in their lineup, so maybe finding some value in a team total over for the Twins. Pineda hasn't really done too much. He hasn't registered a win or a loss on the year. I think he is coming out of the bullpen rotation to join starting rotation. So right now, 4.5 for the team total for the Twins. I kind of like that because Fulmer, you know, he can be rocky. So if you get 1 2/3 out of him and he allows a couple runs, which is very probable. Yeah, so I think the most value I see right now is a Twins team total over.
I thought you were going to lean under here in this one. But let's move on to the next game. We got the Texas Rangers and the lefty Allard on the mound against the Seattle Mariners and the other lefty from the other side of the mound, and that's Gonzalez. We got a minus 155 favorite in the Mariners. Texas Rangers seem to be on a really, really bad losing streak here. I think they've won, what, two games in the last, what, 3 weeks or something?
Yeah.
Don't remember exactly what it is, but they're on a really bad streak here. Rangers plus 130 over under 8.5, shaded to the under at minus 115 here. Devin, I this is a pass game for me, but if I was going to lean one way or the other, probably be over the 8.5 runs in this game. But you got anything intelligent to tell me?
With the trade deadline, you see that's kind of where Texas faltered. You know, they traded some guys away. And it's obvious that they're not really trying to do too much now. But if there was something I was going to play on this game, I was kind of taking a peek at – so Seattle -1.5 at plus 130. That's really, really good value right there in my opinion, just for the simple fact that Seattle's been covering against the spread at home at a really high clip. Believe they are 11-7.
So you're saying you like Seattle -1.5 plus 130?
Yeah, yeah. In the last 10, they're 7-3 covering the spread. And Texas is horrible. They don't generate offense. Mariners actually hit better against the lefties than the Rangers do. And Marco Gonzalez, I think I've said it before, you know, he's quote-unquote the Mariners ace. So look for a decent outing from him.
Devin, remind me, are the Cubs your team?
Yes, they are.
Well, guys, before we get into the St. Louis Cardinals-Cubs game, we need to wish Devin a big happy birthday. Oh. It is his birthday today.
Well, thank you.
Hopefully he drinks a lot of whatever type of beverage he is allowed to drink. Yes. And hopefully the Cubs come out with a victory. Speaking of the Cubs and his birthday, the Cubs are a -$1.85 favorite here. Cardinals plus 155. Hendricks on the mound for the Cubs, Oviedo on the mound for the Cardinals, over under 7.5, shade to the over minus 115. So what say you, the birthday boy?
Yeah, so here? That's a lot of money on the Cubs. That's Cardinals plus 150 would be the play on the money line if I was going to do something. But I always enjoy the Cubs card series on or around my birthday. It always happens, so it's a beautiful thing. The over's probably in play for me. Think the Cubs bats are bound to, you know, get, I got a 12-mile-per-hour wind coming in from center field in Wrigley Field. So, man, that changes it. That changes it. That under, actually kind of, first five under, I'll just kind of compromise. I'll go first five under, look for Hendricks to get settled in and, take the first five under. As far as anything else on this game right now, I don't see a ton of value that I really love.
All right. Next game up on the board, we got the Tampa Bay Rays and Charlie Morton against Max Scherzer and the Nationals. The Nationals minus 125, Rays plus 105, over under 8 runs here. I like the Tampa Bay Rays at plus money. As everyone knows, I have the win season total for the Nationals under. And I'm just going to continue to pound that every time they're up to play a team. Scherzer, obviously, their ace, but Morton is no scrub by any means. And the Rays seem to get their bats going a little late last night. So I'm hoping that continues over to today. Any thoughts for you here on this one? I like the Rays at plus money.
Yeah, no, this is probably my favorite play of the day. They opened at a plus 130 favorite. It's been bet down all the way down to that, you know, plus 105. Scherzer, we've talked about it a couple times this year already. He's just not the same guy. You know, his ERA is 4. You know, it's just like the Garrett Cole thing.
Well, I've been saying the whole Garrett Cole thing all season. Nobody wants to listen to me. I said it from the first game, the first outing. I believe they played the Nationals. It was Scherzer versus Cole. Yep. And I said, Cole just doesn't look like he's the same Garrett Cole.
Yeah. Juan Soto's also out. So more reason to kind of side with the Rays. Charlie Morton, you know, he's gotten his ERA down. I don't know if you remember, but 3 or 4 starts ago, his ERA was, you know, right around 7. He's still got some no decisions in there, but he was 0-1 for, you know, 4 or 5 starts. But as you can see, he's almost back to that 4 that 4.0 ERA, still just a shade under five, but he's getting there. So I think he puts a good quality start together today and strikes a lot of these Nationals bats out that got holes in their bats.
Yep. Moving on, we got the Kansas City Royals and Keller against Plesac and the Indians. Indians, huge favorites here in this one, minus 225, over under 8 runs. I like the over here, Devin. Convince me otherwise.
Well, I like the first 5 under, so I don't know how I'm going to do that.
First 5 under, full game over.
Well, yeah, there we go. We worked it out. See how easy that was?
Last time we did a first 5 full game, we hit it right on the head.
That White Sox game.
White Sox, yeah. I can't remember who they were playing. Was it the Indians, Twins? I can't remember. I think it was the
Twins. It was the Royals.
Royals. Was it the Royals?
I think so. I don't know. No.
I think it was the Twins, the White Sox Twins. Man. We said whatever other team first 5 full game White Sox, and it came to fruition.
Anyways.
Why don't we double dip here? Let's go first 5 under. What's the under? 4? 4.5?
Probably. It's probably.
Probably 4.
Here, I got it right here. 4.5. -120.
All right. First 5 under 4.5. Full game over 8, -115 here.
Yeah.
That's our play.
Brad Keller does not allow a lot. I mean, right before he gave up some runs this season, 2 starts in a row, he had about 30 inning streak of no ERA. So Plesac settled in, and the Indians don't really score a ton of runs. So First five full game.
So we'll see. I like the full game over. You like the first 5 under, so let's rock and roll here with our meeting of the minds. Next game up on the board, we got the New York Yankees and Montgomery, the lefty, against Ryu, the lefty, on the other side for the Blue Jays. Blue Jays are a favorite in this one, Devin. -135.
This is weird.
I love the Blue Jays. I'm a big fan of the Blue Jays. I just don't know if I can back them against the Yankees.
Yeah, I mean, Jordan Montgomery's rough, don't get me wrong. And the Blue Jays hit lefties pretty decent.
I backed the Blue Jays yesterday, and we came out with a victory
-130.
But that was against a lowly Boston Red Sox team.
Yeah.
So are you talking about laying the juice here with the Blue Jays against the Pinstripes?
I don't think I can. Maybe a first 5.
How about this? How about if the Yankees take a 2-0 lead, we come back and roll a live bet on the Blue Jays?
Ooh, yeah. Yeah, especially if Jordan Montgomery's still in the game.
Yeah, I like that. If the Yankees can somehow hit Ryu, I just don't want to lay -135 with the Blue Jays.
Right.
You know, I'm leaning Blue Jays, even though I don't love it. If the Yankees take a little bit of a lead here in the first or second inning, you know, I might want to bet the Blue Jays to win the game at whatever, +130, +150, something like that.
I like that. Let's wait on it till end game.
Yeah, and we have some West Coast games to talk about here. But guys, if you like the action, you like the bets, go over to mybookie.ag, type in the promo code HoopBall. That is the promo code HoopBall at mybookie.ag. Go ahead, sign up, get 100% match on your first deposit, and you'll get a free $10 MLB future wager as well. My bookie's great. We use it. This is what I'm using for the Lions right now as well. Go over there, sign up, 100% match on your first deposit, and a free $10 MLB future wager. West Coast games going off are the Diamondbacks and Gallen against Gausman and the Giants. The Giants -125, Diamondbacks +105. And this is just an easy game for me to handicap here. Diamondbacks are just giving up on the season, it looks like, at the trade deadline. Giants here, they can hit the ball pretty well, as we can see this year. They're doing great, especially if you look into the advanced statistics. They're really doing a great job getting the ball in play.
Yeah.
Gausman's been okay. I like him. Gallen, not really, you know, not a huge opinion on him, but in terms of the total teams here, I like the Giants to win this game -125. I also would look at a Giants team total. What is it? 3.5, 4.5, something like that. It's got to be, can't be more than 4.5 total of the game's 8 runs.
I'm seeing 3.5. I like that a lot.
I like the over 3.5 for the Giants in total runs. You probably have to lay, what, -130?
Minus 125, but the Diamondbacks are, you know, their bullpen has the highest ERA in the majors. So they give up lots of runs.
Yeah, I like the job.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Giants here to win, and I like the Giants team total. Next, next West Coast game, we got the Padres and LeMet against Freeland and the Rockies. Padres huge favorites in this one, minus 195, Rockies plus 165 after their 8-7 victory last night, or 7-6 victory, can't remember exact score, against the Dodgers.
That was the Dodgers' first series loss of the season.
Yeah, I mean, they were missing some guys last night, but still no excuse to lose that one. Had the lead late.
Yeah.
Gave up a home run there at the end, I believe, to lose the game in the seventh or the eighth inning. But yeah, no, I like the Padres. Obviously, I like the chalk here. I mean, listen, we all know I like the Rockies bats, but yeah. LeMet's a really good pitcher. Padres making some great moves at the deadline. Great acquisitions. I love the Padres bats as well. I would look maybe at a Padres -1.5, -105 on the run line. I would look at the over of 8.5. I'd also look at the Padres team total over. There's a lot to like in this one.
Yeah. Freeland's pretty bad on the road. His home road splits are not that great, comparatively so. And San Diego just continues to, you know, impress. What I thought they were going to do as far as hitting, I thought if they were going to get it done this year, it was going to be pitching and defense and, you know, some decent offense here and there. But, you know, they went out and made moves, obviously, and they're not slowing down. So, and on the reverse hand, the Rockies, you know, it seemingly is just kind of all the wheels have fallen off a little bit here. You know, they once had the best bullpen in the majors. That's not the case. And, you know, they've had some health issues and they made some transactions around the deadline, but, yeah, like everything you said, backing the Padres in this one, I think that's the way to go.
All right. Last game up on the board, and then we'll move on to basketball, hockey, and whatever else you want to talk about. We got the Houston Astros, Javier on the mound for the Astros, Frankie Montas and the Athletics are minus 130 favorites here in this one. Astros plus 110 on the comeback. And the over-under is 9, shaded to the over, minus 115. I don't know. Houston's been playing a decent ball lately, but I do kind of like the Athletics here laying the minus 130. Just think they're overall a better team. I don't like betting on bad teams. And in my opinion, the Astros are the worst of it here in this matchup. What do you got to say here? I like the Athletics minus 130.
Yeah, so I'm not going to touch the side as of right now, but I do like the under, specifically first five. Javier's just, you know, he's got a decent sinker. He's a ground ball pitcher. And Montas.
The under in the first five is 5.
Yeah, that's a decent
number.
Yeah, that's a big number. What is it, minus 130 probably?
No, under 5, minus 110.
Oh, yeah, I like that. Montas, you know, don't let his high ERA fool you. It is 6. That's pretty ugly. But I think if you look at some of the more in-depth metrics, you know, he's starting to kind of round it out, get it together here. I think this is a start for him to do that and, you know, progress even further with that transition. So that's kind of where I'm going with this game. As far as the side goes, it's these divisional games between these two teams, they always play tight and tough. So you're a little more full of gumption than I am.
Well, sometimes that's not a good thing. So let's move on to basketball. We got the Boston Celtics against the Toronto Raptors. Mm-hmm. Celtics -2 here on the money line, -125. Over-under is 212 in this one. You know, Devin, I was a backer of the Celtics last game, and it really, really did not work out. But yeah. I did take the live line last night with the Houston Rockets when they were down 15, 18, 20. I had them plus, I believe, 13.5 and 15.5. And I almost decided to take them on the money line, but didn't pull the trigger there. But, yeah, did pretty well with the live betting last night with the Houston Rockets in the Laker game as well. So that was a nice little victory to cap off the Sunday evening. But today, I got to look. I really like the Celtics to win this game here. I might lay the -125 prior to the game. But I think that at some point there might be a better number. Like we always discuss, NBA is a game of runs.
Sure.
And live betting is always more profitable than betting it pre-flop. You know, and sometimes you can't get in on the action if Boston goes out to a big lead early and never gives it up, right? But, you know, at -125, I might bite a half a unit, something like that, and then watch and see and bet it live if the Raptors can go up. I do like the Celtics to win tonight to take a 3-2 series lead here. I just think that they played horrible last game and they still almost won the game. So I do like the Celtics here in this spot. What about you?
Yeah, so the side in this series, and Dan, you know, our guy Dan Bespris has talked about it on Twitter.
Shout out to Dan Bespris.
Yeah, subtle. You know, he's talked about it, and it's just the side in this series has been so hard to really mess with. And then if you've seen it with the spread also is, you know, I don't think we've had a spread in these games higher than 5 points, and then probably all but one of, I mean, they've been right around like 2 or 3 points tops. And so that's a little rough, but I think that tonight defense is probably going to be the focal point of both teams. It's tied. They both shoot 46% from the field in the series. So I'm going to lean and this is like a two beer, you know, one truly in lean. So and if you know me and my Trulies, it takes a lot more than one and a couple Bud Lights to get me to lean. So, but the under looks pretty nice here to me. And I think that's the only thing that I can take from it as of right now.
The birthday boy says the under. I say the Celtics, do with it what you will. we're going to try to find some nuggets here in the next game, last game on the night here. And that is the Los Angeles Clippers against the Denver Nuggets. Nuggets are getting 8.5. Clippers laying 8.5. Over under 220 here in this one. Seems like a low total for two teams that like to shoot the ball a lot. I would lean over the 220, and I would lean Nuggets the 8.5, but I will not be betting this game pre-flop at all. At least the Celtics, I know if I lay the -125, a half a unit, if they win the game, I'm good. But at 8.5, I'm just not going to lay that number. I'm going to wait for the Clippers to take a 15-point lead or a 12-point lead. And I'm going to come back and bet the Nuggets live plus 12.5, 13, 14, 15, somewhere in that range. Make sure you're following me on Twitter. I'm at Iris Silver Magic. Devin's at DALE007. We are at Hoopball Gaming on Twitter as well. You can follow my action at the My Action Network. We're not affiliated with them. It's just a nice way to track our bets. So you can see it in real time when I log that bet as well, if I don't get it out on Twitter at that time. But I'm looking to bet the Nuggets here after the Clippers take a little bit of a run. I think the Clippers are going to come out and dominate the first half. They must be upset with the way they played. Kawhi not playing well as well in the last game, and they still only lost by a few baskets. So I'm going to look for a live bet on the Nuggets here in double-digit territory, hopefully the mid-range double digits, 14, 15, something like that. Devin, any thoughts for you? Or are you on the same page as me here?
Yeah, so I was looking at the over at first glance. One thing I do want to point out, and just so that way we're doing our diligence for our listeners, Nikola Jokic is technically questionable right now.
He's going to play. Come on.
Yeah, I know. You know how I am.
When I see that, I just kind of like, whatever, dude. Yeah. How's this guy not going to play? I mean, come on, man. If he doesn't play, I'd be like super surprised.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's just hard for me. Like, it's like every time I see an alert from the people I follow, the beat writers, sure. You know, LeBron James, Anthony Davis, questionable, probable for game four. I'm like, dude, they're playing. Yeah. What are we talking? It's the playoffs. What are we talking about?
Talking about playoffs?
It's not practice. We're not talking about practice. We're talking about playoffs. The game.
All right, and then my other useful tidbit of information is who's refereeing the game tonight. And that's Tony Brown, Ed Malloy, and John Gobble, or Goble. Goble. You know, the over goes over in pretty much every game that these guys ump. So that's what I'm looking at, referees and injury designations that do not matter. Hot takes from Devin.
Hot takes from Devin, the birthday boy. Devin, are you going to get a haircut for your birthday?
Probably not.
Go long and flow it out.
The thing is, I got some real nice gray coming in, and I like it, so I don't want to touch it too much.
Well, you know, there's some products you can actually just go – you could just go all gray now.
But I'm all natural, man.
If anyone knows Devin, he is definitely an all natural guy. But let's move over to hockey here. We got an interesting matchup in the Tampa Bay Lightning and the New York Islanders, not the Rangers. The Islanders plus 130, Lightning minus 155. I went 2-0 in my early picks yesterday with the Blue Jays and the first half Milwaukee Bucks, but got let down and disappointed last night in the game that I love to bet, and that was the Vegas Golden Knights. They played horrible. Yeah. I mean, just a horrible, horrible, sloppy game, like a sloppy Joe all over the ice. It was horrible. Like, I was watching it and I'm like yelling at the TV, like, what are we doing? What are we doing? Marc-Andre Fleury in net last night had a fantastic game, in my opinion. Only allowed one goal on the first shot of the game by the Dallas Stars. Otherwise, perfect the rest of the way. Vegas just couldn't get anything going. I mean, Dallas was all over them, all over the puck, clearing the puck, checking the boards, playing against the boards. Vegas could really never get a whole lot going against Khudobin and the Stars last night. And just like that, Vegas down 1-0 in the series. However, if you look at it, it is a good omen because as bad as they did play, they only lost 1-0. They were without Ryan Reeves last night as well. And obviously, my favorite goaltender was not in net, even though Marc-Andre Fleury did play a very nice game. Robin Leonard will probably get the start in game two, I would assume. And Ryan Reeves will be back from his one-game suspension. I do like Vegas the rest of the way here. You know, let's see. I can't see if there's an updated series price. I don't see an updated series price. But I do see the Vegas Golden Knights as a minus 160 favorite tomorrow. But let's talk about tonight. We got the Lightning at minus 155. Over under 5 goals here in this one, minus 120 the over. I do lean over the 5 goals here in this one. I think it's my better play of the night rather than a side. I do have futures tickets on the Lightning and the Knights to win the Stanley Cup. So I'm rooting for the Lightning and the Knights to make it. So I might just lay off of this game here on a side. I do kind of like the over 5 goals here in this one. I mean, you do have Vasilevsky and probably Varlamov for the Islanders, but, you know, two very capable goalies in net. However, you know, Lightning can score in bunches. Devin, do you see an injury report there?
Nothing.
With Kucherov? Is he okay?
Yeah, I just checked. There's nothing.
So it looks like Kucherov will play. Obviously, the Lightning without Steve Stamkos for the remainder of the playoffs, it looks like. But Lightning, very capable team. Vasilevsky is really good, and so is the goaltending and defense for the Islanders. That is why you're seeing a low total of 5 here, but I still like the over. Islanders can definitely put one behind the net here for against Vasilevsky, and I think the Lightning can definitely put some pass of Varlamov as well. So I'm looking at over 5 minus 120 in this one. Devin, any thoughts for you here?
Yeah, so the only thing that I was really looking at for the hockey slate was that over total, just because these offenses, you know, they seem to have points where they just were able to click at ease. So after listening to what you said, I'm pretty much on that side with you as well.
All right. Devin, are we missing anything to talk about? I mean, there's golf, but Dustin Johnson's got a huge lead. Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
There is one college football game tonight.
Oh, right, right. The college football game. We have a fun matchup here tonight. BYU. I already bet it overnight. Mm-hmm. Line's still the same. I got Navy plus one against BYU here, over under 48.5. I just think that the Navy, I just love the triple option. Yep. You know, I love all that stuff. Army, Navy. I had Army had Army 2 days ago. What was it? Saturday. Yep. I had Army Saturday. They crushed Middle Tennessee State. Can't even remember because it was such a shellacking.
I had the under. That was a fun one.
Yeah, I bet it was. But I like Navy here in this situation. Obviously, let's proceed with caution with our unit sizes. It's early in the season.
Yep.
First game for both teams. Devin, we got some NFL coming up. I'm sure we're going to do a podcast about week one. We should probably do that Thursday during the day to kick off for the Thursday night footballs. But yeah, I like Navy here. What about you here?
Yeah, so not to be a one-upper, but I was able to get Navy plus 1.5. So
okay, well, you're just a better man than I am.
Well, we shouldn't go that far there, Ira. I'm still deciding what to do with the over. Looks like 73% of the money and 55% of the bet percentage is on the under right now from what I'm seeing. I'd like I said off camera, I like the under typically in these service academy games. And I think BYU, you know, they're returning enough guys on defense, you know, specifically front seven to make a difference to where they're just not getting bulldozed and Navy going down and scoring every drive or every other drive. Perhaps the first half under. But yeah, I like the Navy side 100%.
Let me ask you a question. Who is the starting core? And I don't mean to put you on the spot here. Who's a starting quarterback for BYU? Is it Zach Wilson?
It is Zach Wilson. Yes, sir. Yeah. He is a redshirt sophomore or junior.
I love his game a lot.
He's got a really good arm. He's a gunslinger.
Yeah. So that's my only concern betting Navy here is Zach Wilson. Zach Wilson is a playmaker. He's a winner. I love him actually from a mobile standpoint and a pocket passer, and he can definitely get out and run on you too. Yeah. So I do like Zach Wilson here. So it's my only apprehension while taking the Navy side. So make sure you proceed with caution here. Maybe a small little wager to start the game, but I've already bet it, and I'm leaning Navy plus one here.
One last side note for me on this game. It opened at 55. It's been bet down to 48.5. So that is a lot of downward steam.
You would think that at that point you would have to just kind of take the over where, you know, Vegas opened the total. They're not dummies, right?
Right, right.
So good that's take. Kind of my one thing there. It's moved by what, a touchdown already?
Yeah.
Tough. I think I'd lean over.
I didn't
over
know there was that
one.
Much movement.
Yeah, I think I'd have to lean over in this one and go, I don't know. I mean, from what I'm reading, though, the highest public concentration right now is Navy BYU over 49.
I was going to say, my number was 52. That's kind of where I was comfortable with making my underplay. That was my cutoff. But, you know, once it got under that 50 mark, you know, because that's just a 25 game. You know, that can happen in any college football game easily.
Yeah. Well, I have Navy. You have Navy. Let's, I don't know what their song is, but there's definitely a song that they have. And let's run the offense. Let's score some touchdowns.
Yep.
And let's have a fun game tonight. Any other thoughts before we get out of here?
I'm ready for some birthday beers and Chilinos. Same Mexican place I've been going to since I was a little tyke.
All right, guys. Well, once again, happy birthday to Devin. You can wish him a happy birthday on Twitter at DALE007. You can find me at Ira Silver Magic. We are at Hoop Ball Gaming. That's a hoop-ball.com presentation. And that's it, guys. We'll be back tomorrow. Let's go win some money.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.